welcome back to another episode of your favorite baseball podcast on the internet or anywhere else in the whole entire universe. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And it is Valentine's Day yesterday. Sunday? Oh gosh, Sunday. I don't even know the days of the week.
Sunday.
Sometime this week was or is Valentine's Day. And to celebrate, pink, first of all, nobody else got festive. But also, we have a very
exciting guest. That's why my sweats are pink.
My shorts are pink. Yep, you just can't see it. So Reese and I are covered.
Okay, so Reese has sweats and Charles has shorts and I have a top and it's all pink. Very good. Very good, guys. But not only that, to celebrate the day of love and romance or loneliness and dying alone, we have a very special guest and his name is Mike. And Mike is from Stark Raving Sports. So Mike,
hi.
Tell the people what you're about.
Hi, thank you guys for having me on. My name is Mike. I run the Stark Raving Sports YouTube channel and all things that go with it. I've been doing that for like 3.5 years now. Wow. Just saying it's just funny to put into perspective, especially to a new medium like this. But excited to be here today. Let's talk some baseball.
Let's do it.
Where can they find... But before that, they need to know where they can find you, Mike. Besides on YouTube, what social media are you active on?
I do Twitter. My ad is just SRS Mike. And the YouTube channel is Stark Raving Sports. Me and my wonderful team of guys do work on there, too.
And, Mike, what do you guys cover on the channel? And how many – you got a bunch of subscribers, I guess. Over 70,000, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty surreal. We do – a lot of baseball content, because that's where our hearts are probably the most and our fans have shown to be the most, so we know the most about it. It makes a lot of sense. A lot of baseball content, a little of some other stuff, got to keep the variety in there, but I like to think that we're a good combination of education and humor about sports, baseball, that kind of stuff, kind of make player stories, stats, all that kind of cool stuff accessible for just about anyone. Try to make regular Joes understand it too is kind of a goal.
And Stark Raving Sports, that's on Instagram as well.
Yes, so we do. It's just Stark Raving Sports. I forgot to mention that. That's my fault.
Very cool. Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of our goal too, though, Mike, is sort of making baseball and sports in general more approachable for fans that are intense, but also fans that are just sort of casual and just want to have a fun show to listen to. So we're sort of on the same plane there.
I listened to one of your episodes in preparation, and I kind of got that same feel to it.
There we go. See, Mike's a fan.
Oh.
He's already listened to one. There we go, Mike. Which one did you watch?
I know.
Do you remember which one?
Was the most recent at the time Heather reached out to me?
I think it was the Christmas one that I sent you, possibly.
It was either that or whatever was most recent. I guess I just searched it up after you guys invited me.
Yeah.
It was that Christmas lineup. That was a treat, man. That was a good episode.
Yeah, that was a good one if you listen to that one. But even, you know, when we talked about, I guess playing GM was before that. But there have been a couple good ones in the new year. So we're happy about them. But yeah, we're so thrilled to have you. And you have 70,000 plus subscribers and we have 38. So that's where we are, and we're new and trying to grow.
Well, I really like what you guys are doing so far.
Digital spectrum. Thank you. Wow, that's so nice, and we love your content as well.
Thank you.
And we hope to have you on many times. But we haven't even done the thing yet. So let's see if you want to be on our podcast after we actually record.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
I'm not sure you guys are going to want me.
It gets crazy. Yeah.
We're feeling optimistic.
Oh, come on. Oh, wait, we forgot. Tell everybody your team, Mike. Who's your team?
What do you mean by that? The individuals on it?
No.
Or...
like the team that you like.
Oh.
Your favorite baseball team.
I think you meant the Stark Raving Sports people. Because I just referred to it as a team a minute ago. I grew up a Mets fan.
Okay.
Although I consider myself pretty well-rounded around the league.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Are you from New York originally?
Trevor
Bell, yes, originally, but I haven't lived there in 15 years now. But still had plenty of family up there. Still... my dad is probably the biggest Met fan I've ever met, so it was kind of unavoidable for me. to at least as a kid grow up in that environment.
Yeah. Did you grow up going to games?
Yes, I did. I was very fortunate enough to have my dad be a season ticket holder at one point.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's fun.
Nothing. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Trevor Bauer,
or do you feel?
It is what it is. Do I think Trevor Bauer has the merit to make his contract? No. So I guess if you want me to put myself in Mets shoes there, I guess is what you're asking. I'm not too upset if I'm them. You kind of have pitching to spare too at this point.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I'm a Dodger fan, so I come from the other side of it. But yeah, I'm excited about it.
Mets got some good position players too. They got, Lindor. McCann was a good pickup. Yes. I thought they were going to get Hand though too, but I think that one fell through along with Bauer. But yeah, I saw there was like a 40-minute video I think you just did on your YouTube about the Mets and their ownership. Are you happy with that, man, or what's the deal with all that?
As for the video, I'm really proud of the work Matt did for that. But separately from the video, the ownership, yes, I think as someone who has a soft spot for the Mets growing up for them, I'm quite pleased to see that fan base has hope again, I guess is one way of putting it. Always good. I think baseball's better when the Mets are good and when Mets fans have reason to be happy. Always good to have two big teams in that market.
For sure. It's just like Clippers-Lakers, I feel like, when the
Clippers
are good.
When the Clippers are good and they're faithful, that rivalry sparks back up and it's good for the city.
No, listen,
as someone who grew up a Met fan, I got to have a soft spot for the Clippers too. Considering that if we're going to say the Lakers are the Yankees of basketball, that makes the Clippers the Mets by some analogy. So, I always have a bit of a soft spot for the Clippers too. Growing up,
that's how our friend Reese is too. Reese is the fan of all the lesser.
I say up and coming.
There you go, Reese. The underdogs, up and coming, all better words.
Padres aren't new,
Mike.
The Padres aren't new, Mike. Just so you know, the Padres didn't just happen last year. They've been around for quite some time.
You would think so, though, based off their performance.
No, they had Tony Gwynn.
Been honestly giving me pain for the past 2 decades, but we're back in the game, so
excited. So you put Sacramento Kings in that pedestal too,
like basketball wise. I guess so.
Yeah, I'm saying the mini team, the Kings are kind of in that Clippers tier too.
I would say so.
It's
not as tense as Mets, Yankees, or Clippers Lakers.
That's not what I was. I meant more like the Clippers Lakers. Like when you finger quotes lesser.
Sure it is. Oh, by lesser
like the underdog.
Nobody likes it. I lived up in NorCal for a little bit, and people there are Laker fans. So I don't know what to make of that. Yeah, a lot of times. Surprised by that. Not all the time. Yeah. So I don't know. The Lakers are just so overwhelmingly popular as compared to all the other California teams.
I would agree with that.
I assume you're a Knicks fan. Oh, the Warriors are really popular. Yeah.
Yeah. They're popular up north.
People like the Warriors up there. Yeah. Anyway. So, but we're not a basketball podcast. We're a baseball podcast. And we're going to get started. So, in honor of Valentine's Day, love is on the brain for those that have it. And for those that don't, love is on the brain in a sad way, like me. I hope to the 5 people that listen to this podcast, they hear my agony of it being Valentine's Day week. But no. So we're going to play a game, Bachelor style, sort of like our playing GM game from a few weeks ago. But we're gonna put a Valentine's Day romantic twist on it. And we're going to be GMs of 4 teams based on the classic limerick. Roses are red and violets are blue. We pick 2 red teams and 2 blue teams. And we're each going to represent the GM of one of them. Hint, there's no Angels, Dodgers, or Padres. You're welcome, fans. And we're going to match up the 5 remaining free agents that we chose with the team, and whoever doesn't get a rose
is eliminated. No.
Eliminated from all talk, no back, Bachelor or Bachelorette. We're not gendering it. anyway, I guess let's start with you because you're the guest. And tell everybody what team you were given and which player do you think matches up the best with your franchise? Which one do they need the most?
Well, don't you think you should intro the players first? I don't want to.
Sure. You're right. That's a good point, Mike. Thank you for contesting.
That's what I'm here for.
So let me give everybody the players. So we have Justin Turner, famed. We have James Paxton, very good starting pitcher. Pitched well for the Yankees recently, but he's been hurt throughout his entire career.
Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yes, Jackie Bradley Jr., Red Sox outfielder, who's now a free agent. Obviously, these all are. Jake Arrieta, who won a Cy Young and I believe won the World Series with the Cubs. And he was with the Phillies. And then Marwin Gonzalez, who's a utility player, played for the Astros. Right? Our beloved Astros. So that's the five free agent players, and we're going to match them with our teams. I guess I'll give the teams too. It's the Nationals. Reese has the Nationals. Charles has the Cardinals. I have the Rays, and Mike has the Blue Jays. So there's two red teams and two blue teams, according to their colors. So, Mike, based on that, who are the Blue Jays selecting with the first rows?
I did a little bit of looking at the depth charts in preparation, and I really shouldn't have because I realized the perfect guy was there all along, and he happened to be who I probably would go with anyway. But how could you go with anybody but Big Maple on a Canadian team?
Okay.
Send James Paxton home is what I'm saying. James Paxton.
Sure.
Blue Jays got some. I love Ryu. I think Nate Pearson could be really special, but I don't think you have a definitive fourth, fifth starter on that team. So you got a little bit of room to play with if you want to give James Paxton a spot. And he's from Canada, and he threw a no hitter in Canada, so it just works out well.
Wow, perfect. So James Paxton found his love, his Canadian love. That's beautiful. That's really that's a story for the ages. Charles. Give us yours.
Ooh, I get to go after that? That's tough because James Paxton was probably going to get my rose from the Cardinals. But I'm going to go with it's tough. It's between – I'm gonna let fans know out there. It's between Marwin Gonzalez and Jackie Bradley. But I think we need a nice utility guy, so I'm going to go with Marwin Gonzalez. He's one of the younger guys on the list still, younger than Arrieta and the other and Justin Turner. About the same age as Jackie Bradley, but I think they need some pop in that lineup. They just got Nolan Arenado and to pair with Paul Goldschmidt, and those two guys need someone who can pop and get on base, and I think Marwin Gonzalez is going to be our guy. We can welcome him down to St. Louis. He's going to be a great fit for the squad, and I think that he could fit really well in the lineup, maybe be a number two hitter to get on base or maybe a leadoff guy for us. So my rose goes to Marwin Gonzalez for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's very good. I was sort of thinking you might go the pitcher direction, but that's interesting that you went the utility player direction with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I've been doing some research and our pitching staff is pretty
Jack
good.
Flaherty.
With Flaherty, exactly. And you know, a lot of people don't know this, but our pitching staff was top 10 last year in our rotation with ERA. So we were in the below the sub two or around two, and, you know, we're fine in our pitching staff. We need some more guys who can get on base. So giving our rose to a little Marwin Gonzalez over there, our utility guy.
That's great. That's a good one. So now, Reese, challenge. The roses are running low. Who are the Nationals taking with their rose?
Well, as the GM of the Nationals, I am going to give my rose to none other than Justin Turner. And it pains me to give it to a Dodger, but the Nationals are in desperate need of a third baseman. Right now they've got Carter Kieboom. And honestly, like, that guy came into the majors. One of the biggest, you know, things with him, everyone talked about his bat, and he's been so underwhelming. And so I think that Justin Turner is exactly what the doctor ordered. I think that the Nationals will thrive with him at third base. he's got a bat, you know, he's a veteran player. Carter is really young. He's 23. This is, I believe, his second season in the majors. And so, I mean, granted, the kid's only played 44 games, but what he's shown up with hasn't been anything that, you know, run home to. So I think that Justin Turner going over to the Nationals is the solution to their rough 2020 season.
That is an arrow. That is a Cupid arrow right in my head.
It's very right in your morbid. Back, if anything.
That hurts. That hurts. I'm sorry. No, it makes perfect sense. Yep, after losing Rendon, the Nationals have lost that offense, and they have good pitching, as we all know, and they're coming back healthy, so that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Yeah, they lost one to L.A., so might as well get one from L.A., right? One for one.
Oh, you meant the Angels. I'm like, L.A.?
Yeah, not the Dodgers. So, yes, Heather, there are more teams than just the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Okay, they're not technically in Los Angeles, though, as I've said many, many times, and Charles knows that, too. So, anyway.
And the other Los Angeles team got Rendon, whoever they are.
Yeah, the other one. The one we don't talk about.
I mean, those.
Yeah. The one that doesn't
I mean, they got, what was they, fourth in their division last year? I mean, you know.
Third.
Just saying. Third, sorry.
Half a game back. If the Dodgers would have let us beat them, then.
Yes, you know. I remember. I remember the whole series. It went down to one. I remember.
We should have.
Okay.
Been
well, just to get swept in the first round, that's always fun. but we're not talking about that. I had the Braves.
That's in the past. We love bygones, be bygones.
Yeah, that's in the past. Mike, I don't know how heated you get about playoff baseball, but we haven't gotten over it. So, in multiple
facets. This is fun to just take in as an outsider.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't.
I enjoy this.
Right, because the Mets have
been in case you didn't pick up on it, there's a little bit of tension here.
A little bit. Not just much. A little. I mean, just a little. Just a tad. I mean, just there's only as much tension as Tatis hit baseballs in the NLDS. Just have a little bit. Just one little bit of tension.
Hey, he technically hit a baseball over the fence. It just so happened that it went into someone's glove.
Right.
It's fine. Yeah, exactly. It was over the fence nonetheless. Thank you, Mike.
Sure. For one of the best catches in postseason history. Let's not forget.
But we're not talking about that. Remember, that's the past. We don't talk about it.
We're not talking about it. We're moving on. Mets will get their time in the playoffs. Soon, I believe. Anyway, I had Tampa, and I have the Rays, and which is hard for me because, of course, the Dodgers just beat the Rays in a World Series that happened. I don't know, guys. When did that happen? Last season. And so it's hard for me to play GM for them and try to help them. But for the sake of this, I will. And my choice, luckily, is still on the board with the final rose today. I choose...
Dun, 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 dun.
I said it already. I choose Jake Arrieta with the final rose. Why? Because although offensively they are anemic and they were terrible, pitching is what essentially got them to as far into the playoffs as they got. And they lost, for whatever reason, probably their two best pitchers, Blake Snell. Maybe not.
Both.
Yeah. It's sort of weird. That happened, and it didn't need to happen. But the Padres, I guess, made them an offer that the poorest team in baseball couldn't refuse. They're not the poorest, but they're pretty poor. We're pretty poor. I have to use it the first time. We are pretty poor.
Yeah, GM.
And so I'm just going to supplement with Jake Arrieta. Additionally, I think Jackie Bradley would ask for more money, and we don't have any money. So I choose Jake Arrieta for that reason. He's due for a comeback season. He was very good not too long ago. He won the Cy Young, as I said before. And I just think he's a workhorse, and he'll eat up innings, even though they don't play that way. And like I said, he's due for a comeback season, in my opinion. So why not take the lowly underdog Rays to the top of that division again?
Especially after they just got rid of Snell and Morton. I mean, all they have left is Glass now. And yeah, Arrieta is a little aging, but yeah, you got to bring on a pitcher because you just lost two studs. So
got to bring on
with
pitching.
Only Glass now, I agree.
Okay, so unfortunately, as the designated Chris Harrison of this situation, Jackie Bradley Jr., you did not receive a rose tonight. Pack your bags and say your goodbyes. You're heading home.
That was pretty Jackie. Word for word, Reese. That was
thank you.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
They should hire you to be the next
Chris when he retires.
I agree.
If that man will ever retire.
You know the irony of I don't think he ever age out there that don't know.
He's like Ryan Seacrest, Bachelor Nation.
Who knows what's sad?
He does a love show and he got divorced. Very sad.
The irony in Chris Harrison.
I feel, guys, how bad should we feel that the one player of color on the list we didn't draft? Is that bad?
It's,
is that true?
It goes by best fit and talent, so it's okay because it has Jackie, nothing to do with anything.
Well, let's give Jackie a
How about let's give him a team?
Think, let's give him a team. Let's give him a team. Where do we think Jackie Bradley would be the best suited? Who will take him?
Mets. Or the Blue Jays
will take him in the outfield.
You gave me. I'll take him.
We'll take him too. The Cardinals, they just lost Dexter Fowler, so we could take him too.
So now he's got two teams fighting for him.
Two
so
roses.
He went from zero to two. Wow.
I mean, if I'm like Matt and I can have like more than one rose, then yeah, I'll be giving out as many roses as I have. But I was only given one rose. It's a tough decision. That's what happens.
I know. It's really tough. I would say that the Cleveland, if I may speak on behalf of Cleveland, which is both blue and red, I would say that Cleveland could use an outfielder. So they would be good with Jackie Bradley because they have terrible outfield offense.
Let's give him to Cleveland because that's a good solution. Because you're right, the red and the blue, so that's literally perfect.
Are we saying do the Marlins count?
Sure.
Marlins can
like turquoise.
I was gonna say if they count,
it's a shade of
blue. That's a fit there.
Bit of a stretch, but we'll say the Marlins potentially.
That's a good idea. The Marlins, I like it. So Jackie, you have a lot of places to go. Don't feel bad that you weren't. You were given a rose on our original list. But here's a bonus question for everybody. So we did Tampa. Tampa got Jake Arrieta. Cardinals got Marwin Gonzalez. I guess Marwin Gonzalez is a player of color. I guess I just meant black player.
I was about to say.
My bad.
A white guy.
And the Nationals got Justin Turner. And the Blue Jays got James Paxton. So because of all those new matches, which team is best set up to have the most success in baseball this season? I'm going to say the Blue Jays because I think they're sneaky in that division. Yeah,
I would too. I would say the Blue Jays probably because they, out of all of those teams, let me just double check here.
Count out the Rays though. We learned that by now.
Yeah, out of all those teams, Rays or the Blue Jays stayed the most consistent. Like, the Rays lost a lot of pitching, as we talked about. The Cardinals lost Dexter Fowler and a couple other guys, but they did get Arenado, so I could see them improving along with our new guy, Marwin Gonzalez. And if we do get anyone else, that could be dangerous. But, yeah, I mean, the Blue Jays are young. They played a tough opponent in the Rays in their opening round in the playoffs when they made it. So that was tough. They had to deal with, you know, as you said, two of the best in the AL. So, yeah, I think the Blue Jays are on track with that one. I'd say the Blue Jays or the Cardinals have the best opportunity to come back next season and either repeat and make the playoffs again like the Blue Jays or sneak back in there for the Cardinals.
I think the Blue Jays too, especially the consistency piece you mentioned. I would agree with that definitely. So Blue Jays going all the way.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. The Nationals got the short end of that stick, it looks like.
I mean, after finishing last in the division, I think they kind of deserve it.
I think they're still a good baseball team. I think that their record was not nearly indicative.
Well, they
really won a World Series recently.
They underperformed, though, Mike, I think. And I don't know, if you look at a lot of those games, a lot of them came down to one play, one hit. And, yeah, you know, that is what the playoffs are all about, but – it wasn't a dominant run from the Nationals. So I don't know. They're a solid organization, but.
And they've got Strasburg. So let's go SDSU.
Didn't they score like 15 runs in the last game of the Cardinals series that year against your Cardinals?
You're talking in the regular
season? In the playoffs?
Season?
No, in 2019 in the playoffs before they won the World Series. Didn't they like.
I think
they swept the Cardinals to get to the World Series.
Are you thinking of the Braves?
And I think. Oh. Am
I'm
I thinking
trying to think of what. I don't know. That's why I'm trying to think who they played.
I don't think they got
swept. You're right. Maybe the Cardinals really hit well against the Braves that game. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Sorry.
No, I could have sworn that Nationals series went to seven. Nationals cards.
No, didn't they sweep?
So I thought he pitched in game seven. Wow. It's been that long.
We don't know anything about baseball.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
We'll figure it out later. I mean, I'll look it up right now. I'll look it up because now I'm curious. I'll look up 29 postseasons. Look at this live.
I was trying to remember.
No, I'm looking it up right now. Here, guys. Okay, so, Cardinals, Braves. That was right. Okay, division series. Okay, so Nationals beat the Dodgers in 5. We don't need to remind ourselves of that. And you're right. Oh, okay, so you're right. It went to 5. Well, the Cardinals Braves series went to 5. It was the Cardinals that beat the Braves 13-1. In that, it went to 5.
There it is.
Okay.
So thank you, Heather, our designated fact checker.
You're so welcome.
Nothing but
every road. That was
the
one where every road team won the World Series game.
So we do know what we're talking about. It just takes a little confirmation.
Just a little bit. We just need to refresh. I mean, 2019 was so pre-COVID that our brains are not equipped to remember that.
Wait, we lived in a time before COVID?
I know, isn't that what a concept?
It's weird to think about, but yeah.
It feels like a fever dream.
Like a fever dream. 2019 was the year I graduated from college, so I should remember it better.
Wow, just in time for you, Heather.
I know, I was just in time. I was just in time, and it was really cool. And anyway, nobody cares. Guess what? Employers don't care. Anyway,
we're happy for everyone who got a rose. Happy for all of them. Jackie Bradley's going to be a very high maintenance partner, whatever you want to call it. But, I hope he does well in Cleveland. He's going to be high maintenance. He's going to cost a lot of money. You said it yourself. He's going to cost some big bucks.
That's not high maintenance, though. He's like a good guy, but yeah, he's going to cost.
That's the only correlation I could have made from a relationship. But yeah, he's going to cost some money. And it's going to be interesting to see how Bradley fits in Cleveland. But anything else from Mike before we wrap it up?
Well,
I'm good. Thank you guys for inviting me, having me on.
No, I mean, love playing Cupid, so that was great.
Yeah, love
everyone's very happy.
We handed out Valentine's. You know, we should do like a Valentine's Day thing with us. I'm just thinking while we're recording this podcast, we should like send each other candy grams.
I was going to say candy grams.
Wouldn't that be cute? It'd
be like elementary school when everyone like walks around and puts little Valentines in your shoebox on your desk. You know what I'm talking about?
That's so cute.
Like, oh, wow. Take me back.
The good. I know. Just unlocked a memory you forgot you had.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate. That's like fourth grade right there. Smarties and all the things. Yeah, no, that'd be really cute. Well, you're all my Valentine's hearts. The people can't see that I'm doing a heart. I love you all. We will be right back for the wrap up.
Branded Sports Talk is a sports talk podcast where he interviews athletes, coaches, and sports business owners. You can listen to Brandon Sports Talk on YouTube and find his amazing content on Instagram at Brandon Sports Talk, as well as Twitter at @talk_Brandon.
That's it from us here at All Talk No Bog. Thank you for joining us a couple days after your Valentine's Day. We hope you spent it, hopefully not alone, as Heather might have mentioned. Hopefully you have someone special, at least a friend to spend the day with. Hopefully you're not completely alone and you got to enjoy podcast on a happy note.
You can love yourself too. So
there's self-love out there as well. So make sure to at least do that. Love thyself.
You're never really alone.
I think that's in the Bible as well. So go ahead and do that. And make sure to follow us on all of our social media channels, on our Instagram, Twitter. We're on TikTok, All Talk No Bock. And if you want to follow our personal accounts, mine is Charles Duncan, one word. Reese is just Reese Savoy, one word. And
what
then
is
Heather.
This plug?
Heather is, I believe, I can't remember. I think it's not just Heather Barrett. So if you want to drop that
it's
in,
Heath
Heather.
Also,
no, it's not that. Charles, I'm offended. My Twitter account is Heather_Barrett, Barrette. And my Instagram is HeathBar35.
There we go. HeathBar35. Make sure to follow that. Yeah, go on our website, alltalknobock.com. We got some dope merch via Redbubble. Make sure to check that out. It's all great stuff, great apparel. So make sure you get your All Talk No Bock merchandise. And Heather, what have we got coming up? What's our writers up to?
What do we have coming up? Writers, my article came out yesterday for those listening, as we talked about last week too. So check that out. It's about how Corey Seager, I respect his marriage and his relationship with his wife. However, I have an untapped connection with him that I feel is important to point out. So that's what the article is about. check it out. Mike is laughing at me. That's okay. It's real. Check out the article. It was published yesterday. If you're listening to it on Tuesday, we also have some really good articles coming up with our new writers that you guys all know by now. Stickers are coming in the next few weeks. And here's a little sneaky, sneaky peek. We have a YouTube show. We have a YouTube show. Can they hear that? We have a YouTube show coming out, and we don't want to give you too much info because it's in its early stages of development. But the first episode, Stacey, like Zoe 101, Stacey Dilshin, Cotton Schwabs.
Cotton Schwabs.
Yeah, you got me. The first episode is coming out on March 4th, so we'll be previewing that for you guys in a couple weeks. Really exciting. It's me, and it's one of our writers, David, two of us. Check it out. Mike, I hope you check it out, too. But we just want to give a huge thank you to Mike from Stark Raving Sports for coming on this podcast, and he was so awesome. I don't know if he'll ever want to come back because we're crazy, but we've been so fortunate to have him. Mike, do you want to leave the fans with any last thoughts?
Stay in school. Do your homework.
There you go. Make good choices.
That's beautiful. Yep. That's poetry. Well, thank you, Mike. We hope to have you back on the pod. Check out Stark Raving Sports on YouTube. Great content. There was a video posted about Kyle Hendricks. That's really good if you like the Cubs. We don't talk about the Cubbies very much, and we should more. We know that. Anyway, really great stuff all the way around. Thank you, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Stay safe. Don't go on a date and then it results in like you being murdered, you know, like in, you know, those bad shows. And we love all of you, our fans, on this Valentine's Day. And even if you're single, it's okay. You'll find love eventually. Everybody finds love.
We all love baseball, so that's what matters.
Goodbye.